In November 2013, the remains of the Jameson family was found. Now, it remains a mystery as to whether it was a murder, a suicide, or even both.
The Jameson family consisted of 44-year-old Bobby Dale Jameson, 40-year-old Cheryl Leanne Jameson, and 6-year-old Madison Stormy Starr. The family lived in Oklahoma, approximately 30 minutes away from a mountain range. The family was also planning to buy some land, roughly 40 acres, and they planned to live in a storage container on the land. To familiarize themselves with their new surroundings, they went to explore. At first, they went on a short walk, which was recorded by their GPS unit. Following this, they returned to their car and drove further into the mountain range. The next thing we know is that the truck was left locked in the middle of a dirt track. They were last seen on October 8th, 2009. In 2003, the couple had survived a car accident. Bobby had been left with back pains, and Sherilyn had depression as part of her bipolar disorder. The marriage was said to be in bad form and that they were having marital problems. But this also meant that both parents were not working at the time and were receiving disability checks. For a bit of background information, in 2009, Sherilyn's ex-husband had taken custody of their son, and soon after, in September, she went to hospital for a failed suicide attempt. Their son, Colton, had spoken publicly saying he thought his mother was very depressed and would have rather lived with his dad. When the family first disappeared, no one seemed to be concerned. The family were known to go AWOL sometimes, and Madison, the daughter, had already been taken out of school. Over a week later, their abandoned truck was found. Police initially thought it was a stolen vehicle, but then changed their minds and conducted a large search of the area surrounding the truck. Inside the truck, the police found their cell phones, $32,000 in cash, a letter, maps, a GPS, wallets, and their dog, Maisie, who was dehydrated and starving. Latimer County Sheriff Israel Buchamp had gathered 400 volunteers, horses, mules, ATVs, a drone, and dogs in order to help search the area on October 17th. However, nothing was found and the dogs lost the scent they smelt by a water tower. Buchamp did believe, however, that they were forced out of the car to meet with someone as there were no signs of struggle around the truck.
All right, it's safe to say this is really weird off the bat. There's a few things that stood out to me in particular, right? First of all, these guys have got $32,000 in cash still in the car. The other thing as well is the dog. They left the dog in there. Now, I'm sorry, but if you're going out on a family walk, those are probably two things you wouldn't leave in the car.
You should never leave a dog in a car. It's unsafe.
And $32,000 as well. I think it's safe to rule out the fact that this was just like a family outing.
But you also wouldn't want to walk around with the $32,000 on you either.
Yeah, but you would definitely take the dog with you.
You'd take the dog.
Maybe the dog needs the what?
Maybe it's a 5-minute getting out of the car. Toilet break.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Toilet
actually.
Break gone wrong.
I mean, they have driven fairly deep into the sticks here for that toilet break. I imagine they probably could have taken anywhere else. But yeah, maybe this is a serious case of toilet break gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, the car was locked. So that still plays into your toilet break gone wrong theory, because they've nipped out for 5 minutes. They've decided, right, we'll lock the car. Everyone go for the toilet. And that's that.
I'm telling you, man, this is a whole case of toilet break.
On November 16th, 2013, 4 years later, and 2.7 miles away from where the truck was found, some hunters found the remains of 2 adults and 1 child. With police searching the area, they found remnants of shoes, clothing, adult teeth, and bone fragments. These remains were decomposed, with only a number of bones and tiny fragments of clothing being found. But with forensic testing, it was confirmed that this was Bobby, Sherilyn, and Madison. The police were asked why their searches hadn't brought forward any evidence nor leads, and a special agent replied saying, quote, falling leaves potentially obscured the bodies. Due to the decomposition of the bodies, it was impossible to determine the cause of death, but the Oklahoma State Medical Examiner had said there was no evidence of trauma. He also believed that there could have been damage caused by animals. Overall, he concluded the deaths happened under suspicious circumstances. One small hint found amongst the remains was a hole which seemed to be the result of a bullet in Bobby's head, but it was unconfirmed. The hunters who found the bodies especially disagree with that theory, as they believe it's possible it could have been caused by animals.
Now, here is an interesting nugget of information, right? And this part is actually really, I think, quite spooky, okay? There was actually an outgoing call on November the 12th from the phone that was left inside the car, but it was locked in there. How is it that someone has managed to call out using that phone if the car was locked? Unless, was it the police that made the phone call? Did they start tampering around with it? Why would you make a phone call on someone's phone, even if you're the police, though? That seems really strange. Did someone else manage to get their hands on it to cover something up, and then they also made a phone call off of it? Was it like a gang-related thing, so that they needed to make a phone call off of this phone? Like, it was a necessity that it came from this number to trigger something?
Who was the phone call to?
Yeah, that's why don't we know that?
Why don't we, could, you know, can we not trace the call, figure out where it was going to? Maybe easier said than done, but still, this phone call is a key piece of information.
And we don't really know that much about it. Let's not forget that there were like 400 volunteers, they said, searching around the place at the beginning. So considering the bodies were found only 2.7 miles away, do we not think that the search party of 400 people would have found them?
2.7 miles, it's not a lot for 400 people. Like, somebody should eventually come across that, but they didn't.
Yeah, and they claim they did later on, and then they're saying, oh, maybe it was covered by leaves. Is anyone buying that? Really?
Like a full three bodies have just suddenly been covered by leaves falling. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not with that at all, unfortunately.
The discovery of the bodies led the police to start investigating into many directions. Theory number one, the evil spirit. The couple had talked to a local pastor about dark spirits in their home and asked about an exorcism. Their daughter, Madison, had started talking to an imaginary friend, and the parents believed it was an evil spirit. Bobby told the pastor he was planning on taking matters into his own hands and was going to try and rid of the spirits himself, either by trying to shoot them with, quote, special bullets, or with the satanic Bible. All their friends and family did believe there was some supernatural entity in their house, either from stories or from their own visits to the house. In addition, the police found surveillance footage of Bobby and Sherilyn loading the car in what they described as a, quote, zombie-like trance. They had no expression on their face, and sometimes weren't even carrying anything at all, just walking back and forth in a trance-like state. On the side of the container which they were planning to move into, graffiti was written saying, quote, three cats killed to date by people in this area. Witches don't like their black cats being killed.
So this theory, I'm going to keep it 100% with you, Chip. I am never really the biggest fan of evil spirit theories where we have, you know, like this house was possessed. I mean, there is a lot of people saying that they actually believed it, but I feel like out in those towns, those sort of stories, it's like folklore, part of the town. It's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like old wives' tales.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
It's the ghost of the church.
Right, okay. The one bit I did find interesting, though, was the fact that when they were talking about like putting everything in the car, that they were in like a zombie-like trance.
It's called a hangover, man. It's called a hangover.
They were just hanging. But it's like, okay, maybe they weren't under the spell of an evil spirit. Like, were they on drugs? What was the situation? Because
were just like zoned out, just packing the car. Like, you don't have to be like super excited, like packing the car, like putting in the beers, putting in the drinks. Just placing it.
$32,000 in cash was under the driver's seat and had raised several eyebrows as to whether this was to buy the land or whether it was for drug dealing. The family were on disability benefits at the time. The same CCTV footage of the couple loading the car can be used to push the drug theory, as their behavior could have been due to drugs. The area was also known for its drug activity, mainly dealing with meth. And Bobby had also recently informed the police about someone in the local area running a drug dealing business. As usual, the theory goes along the lines of them seeing something which they shouldn't have seen and being killed. Or maybe, since they were having financial trouble, they were involved in a drug deal. But the police found no evidence of drugs in the house.
I quite like the idea of this family being involved in like the drug scene, because what it explains, the cash, right? Like, I mean, is there any need to ever have $32,000 in cash? Do you have $32,000 in cash?
No. Yet? I've got 32 euros in my wallet.
Not quite the same. But the weirdest thing is, right, the theory is that they went off to like for like some sort of drug deal and it all went wrong. But would you bring your six-year-old daughter to a drug mate?
Depends.
What if you brought your daughter almost to be like thinking that if your daughter's there, they won't do anything to you?
Potentially.
Because your daughter's
like,
there.
Like, yeah. They've got the wrong idea there. Or just teaching her the ropes early doors.
Getting her into the drug scene off the bat.
Yeah, some good experience you can pick up from an IRL meet.
Bring your daughter to work day. That's what it was. Bring your family to work day. Yeah, that is the only part about that theory that sort
you
of do, makes
you
me...
would drop the daughter off at family members or somewhere, yeah. Or, you know, well, I mean, you can't leave her at home, but you definitely somewhere you can drop her off. But maybe they were in a really bad spot and they were worried that the daughter would be found or something kidnapped. I don't know. Just throwing ideas out there. Call it spitballing. New one.
Thank you for that, Chip.
In the truck, the letter which was found was an 11-page hate letter addressed to Bobby from Sherilyn, claiming she wanted a divorce. She listed how he didn't care for medicine, how he was a hermit, and that she hated him. Could he have become angry and controlling and murdered his whole family? But there were no signs of struggle around the truck when the police went to investigate. Similarly, maybe the murder came from Sherilyn rather than Bobby. Sherilyn did own a pistol which she carried in the truck, but there was no indication of any gunshots in the bodies, other than the suspicious hole in Bobby's head. The gun was also never found.
This gets a little bit juicy, right? So there's obviously that hate letter which was found in the car. Now this makes me think, right, off the bat, Bobby's read the letter from that Sherilyn wrote saying, I want divorce. He's switched. He's taken all his money and has made it like, I'm going to go and kill my family. They don't deserve to live without me type of thing. The guy's like, absolutely mental. Killed them, then committed suicide right afterwards, right? Because if they can't be like a happy family, then it shouldn't exist type of thing. But then the weird thing is, if that was the case, where's like the bullets? Where's the cause of death? And then if there was bullets, where's the gun? Because if he's committed suicide...
They do say there was a hole in his head that could be a bullet, but like they weren't...
They couldn't
confirm it. Like, how can you not confirm if that's a bullet hole?
Yeah.
It's not even like it's years ago. It's 2013 kind of year. So.
Yeah, the technology was there to figure it out,
I
think.
Yeah, I don't know. Would he kill his daughter, though?
There's loads of... We've been doing this channel now. Is there anything
that would have pointed to something that...
Especially the daughter, because ultimately it was the mum
that
said the hate letter, right?
Yeah, he could kill her, but like, okay, why are you going to kill the daughter as well? Like, that's your daughter.
Yeah.
But maybe, it was one of those things, family suicide, where it happens. It's happened before, and it'll keep happening.
All right. Thank you. Nice bit of fear there to instill in everyone. Your own family members might just execute your entire family.
Is it possible they got lost when investigating these woods and died from hypothermia? Although this makes sense, the bodies were found beside each other, all lined up, with their faces in the ground as if they were in line for execution. It didn't seem natural at all.
This is the one theory that I'm probably not really vibing with, is the fact they got lost. First of all...
They had GPS, man.
First of all, if they're going out on a walk, like we said, then the dog goes with them. Like that's just an obvious thing. The dog goes with you. So if you're saying you get lost, right, well, the dog should have been with you if you were just going to go on this walk. Not only that, but you've got the hypothermia side. They get lost and they die from starvation, hypothermia, whatever. But the way the bodies were found and everything doesn't indicate that. Like we said, they were all face down, died in a very similar fashion. So what is like, it's not a natural way to die.
I'm not with that one. They had GPS and all kinds of stuff. Like, I just don't see how they would get lost.
There's definite foul play going on.
And this was on the land that they were like looking to buy or they had purchased, planning to live on it. So it's like, they feel like they would know the area slightly. Yeah. Just seems like an odd one.
It's not working for me.
We got lost on a place we were planning to live. Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Sherilyn's mother believes that the family were part of an Oklahoma cult and that they were on a cult hit list in southeastern Oklahoma. But the police didn't find any links to this. Sherilyn's close friend had received an anonymous phone call where someone claimed that they used to be part of a white supremacy group. Whilst in this group, she saw a book which contained names of people who had been problematic for them, which she would then go and search up at home. A lot of the names she had searched up had gone missing. Two of the names on the list were Bobby and Sherilyn Jameson.
A white supremacist group. Color me shocked, right? Somewhere in Oklahoma, there was a family that was part of a group like this. And interesting that Sherilyn's close friend said that she received an anonymous call. First of all, that would freak the hell out of me if you got like an anonymous call and they were just like telling you stuff all about this and looking through that book, seeing their names. I mean, and chances are, did it have, like, do we know if those names had, was it their last names as well? If it was their last names, then they probably were part of a group they shouldn't have been part of. And then were they maybe going to leak something?
Yeah.
Was this divorce going to cause a problem?
Something's gone
wrong. And this cult has decided, right, we just need to get rid of this family. Or did this family break certain rules in the cult thing and it's punishable by death? I'll be honest with you, and you guys know this, I usually don't stand for these weird cult theories. But in this case, I think it's up there with a very possible one.
It could be.
Like, the fact that she's searched up the names, she's seen them on there, it's like, and a lot of the other names had gone missing. Had they betrayed the cult? Is there something going on here? It would also explain why there's never really been a solution, because I feel like these cults, they always have, like, inside people.
They know how to operate.
Yeah.
They would have had someone close to them. Someone that knew where they were going on that day, been told.
And even with the police, though, they always tend to have, like, a little way in to maybe make sure the gun wasn't found, or...
They make donations.
Yeah.
To the police.
The correct type of donations.
Yeah.
I like this theory.
In April 2009, the family had issued a protective order against Bobby's 67-year-old father, who had threatened to kill them over some business in November 2008 and April 2009. They had a bad relationship. Bobby had claimed his father had hit him with a car and claimed he was involved with gangs, the Mexican Mafia and meth. Bobby claimed he lived in fear due to his dad. However, a judge in 2009 dismissed the protective order. He also took legal action when his dad failed to give him half of the profits from the selling of a gas station he owned. He passed away in December 2009, 2 months after the disappearance. Another family member stepped forward and claimed the dad was on bed rest the whole time and couldn't be capable of leaving and committing a murder.
You have got to be one twisted man to kill your son, wife, and kids. Like, your son's wife and kids, sorry. Like, that is... I mean, again, it's not something out of the realm. I just think that we're in a bit of a reach. The only thing I do like about this, though, is the fact that he's obviously got ties. The dad obviously had ties to, like, the Mexican mafia. Like, the
drug
scene.
They could get it done. They could get it done.
Oh, man, no problem getting something like that done. Again, though, his other son sort of covered for him after he'd passed away and said that he was, like, bedbound. There's no way that he could have done this. Like, this theory just doesn't work. But then again, it's your dad. Like, would you just believe your dad? But what's stopping the dad from making a call and having it done? The sheriff did say, though, that Bobby and Sherilyn, they were a bit notorious. He called them scammers, essentially saying that he'd actually tried to sue other people before. And maybe the dad was feeling a little bit hard done by them suing their dad now for the money for the gas station. Was he there like, fuck, lot, you are not getting a hold of my cash. If I get rid of you, that makes my life a lot easier. But the thing is, the guy was dying. I died.
That's true. I mean, but you're messing with someone else's money, like...
Well, it's like, it's your kid, though.
True,
would you really kill your kid over a lawsuit?
Maybe you're just like the worst child ever. Scamming your own parents, doing this and
that.
Well,
you're the worst dad ever if you kill your own son over money.
Yeah, but it's just a revenge thing, man. You know, it's all about respect.
I mean, to be fair, in the mafia, when you're dealing with the Mexican mafia, like,
yeah,
that's actually no joke.
They don't fuck around. Like, if you do something as disrespectful as that, I imagine they would kill their own.
Well, the sheriff ended up leaving the force. He did say, look, I understand that most police forces would be licking their lips at the amount of leads that this particular case has, but he was literally saying it's so difficult because they all lead in so many different directions that no consistent part to it. Do you know what I mean? I don't really blame him, because it does, even when we're just going through these theories now, Chip, like, which theory do you think it was?
I normally have in my head a favorite theory, but here I don't. I want to say drug deal. Because $32,000 in cash on person, that you never really have that.
So this is mine, were
they running away?
So this is my thing, right? This is what I think it is. This cult was after them, and they were running away. They packed loads of stuff, all their cash, everything, and they were running away.
I like this.
And someone was following them. They've pulled over for the toilet break.
Oh, it's all connected.
And they pulled over. This guy's also, another car's pulled over. That he's waiting for them to go in the woods, followed them down, executed them, jumped back in the car, and driven off.
I like it a lot. But how did he execute them? There was only one bullet hole and it was in the dad. What about the other two?
That's the thing. I don't know how that happened, right? You're asking too many questions.
Maybe he strangled them?
Potentially. I mean, that's another thing that's just really annoying is the fact that we just don't have enough. I mean, I understand the bodies were found years later, right? And obviously the state of the bodies then.
Yeah, can't really do an autopsy report.
I just wish we had more info on how they were killed. I think if we know how they were actually killed, this whole case
I'm telling
is
you,
just so
that,
much
that's
easier.
How it happened. Yeah. I just saw it all in my head when you said it there, and I'm like, yes, I love it.
Straight out of a movie.
I don't love it, but I feel like it's true.
And look, we're not the only ones to think that, right? The mother actually said that she thinks, and she said it from the very beginning, that they were actually killed, and this wasn't, you know, a little, like, they got lost or anything like that. I think it's safe to say there's definitely some foul play in this theory.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, in this case. But we want your guys' thoughts. Let us know down below, what do you guys think? Because this is such an interesting case. But unfortunately, like we said, it's just so widespread. There's no real, it doesn't point to anything. So, we'd love to get your guys' thoughts. Chip, tell them what to do.
Make sure to subscribe. You can follow us on Spotify because you can listen over there. And we'll be back on Monday with a brand new case at 6 p.m.